Joining us from Educational Service Center, we have with us Greg Ring, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, okay. Trying to stay warm as best as possible.
Yeah, that's hard to do today.
Absolutely. But you're here to talk about a job fair, which is coming up on January 4th. Greg, that's on Thursday. If my math and calendar that I'm looking at works out well, there's a teacher for permanent and substitute teacher job fair. Explain the process. What's the reason for this right here in the middle of the year?
Yeah, that's right. This Thursday from 1 to 4 o'clock here at the Educational Service Center, which is on Lake Avenue, 1885 Lake Avenue in Elyria, we're hosting a job fair looking for substitute teachers. You know, that's an area where we just constantly have need, very difficult to keep the list up to date and enough candidates there to come in and help all of our districts across the county in terms of substitute teachers, a real need there. So periodically we do a job fair, and that's what we'll be doing this Thursday.
Greg, what kind of requirements are needed for applicants?
Pretty straightforward. A bachelor's degree in any field. You have to pass a background check, an FBI background check, and there's also a license that you obtain from the Ohio Department of Education. And we help guide applicants through that process. We can do the fingerprinting right here for a nominal fee. Really pretty easy process, but you do have to have a bachelor's degree.
Those are the requirements sort of on paper, but there has to be sort of the ability to sort of be there sort of on the spur of the moment, right? Periodic, unplanned. Talk about a little bit of the need for that or how that really works with someone's life.
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes you don't get a call till 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning. We get a late call off for a teacher, and at the last minute we need to fill that spot. So you have to have some flexibility. Generally speaking, you'll know the evening before if a particular district needs a sub, and we communicate that with you. But sometimes, it's a last-minute thing. So you have to have some flexibility. And we understand sometimes the answer is no, I can't come in today. You know, I've got a doctor's appointment or whatever it is, and that's fine. You know, that shouldn't discourage people from being on the sub list. But, you have to have some flexibility and some availability for sure.
If someone comes to the job fair on Thursday, the application process, the background check, it all goes well, when might they get the first call for help?
The process usually takes about 2 or 3 weeks. So once we see you and applicants should bring their resumes with them. Almost all of our districts will be here that day with tables set up here at the ESC. And you know, you don't have to apply to all the districts. You can pick, you know, if you just want to work on the west side, you just want to do, you know, Oberlin and Wellington and Firelands, that's fine. But if you want to be available for all of the county districts, we appreciate that as well. And bring your resume and come in, and we'll start that processing. And usually 2 to 3 weeks, you should be ready to go.
And where do you get placed related to grade level? Or is that something you can determine, or which best suits your skills?
Yeah. You can indicate if you just want to do primary, you want to do high school or whatever. But, you know, generally we ask people to be fairly flexible about that. But you're right. You know, depending on your background and the kind of things that your bachelor's degree is in and so forth, you might be more tendency to perhaps be a high school science teacher or a high school English sub. But generally, people can sub in any area on the short term. Now, if there's a long-term requirement, you know, maybe you have a maternity leave or something like that, then districts certainly want somebody with a little more, you know, qualification for that particular area. But generally speaking, on the short term, which is what really we're looking at here, you have flexibility to really go in any area.
We're talking this morning with Greg Ring from Educational Service Center. They have their job fair coming up on Thursday from 1 to 4. Do you usually see sometimes maybe former retired teachers maybe that had a career as a teacher at some point, maybe went on to something else? Or is this some maybe new teachers that are looking to get a foot in the door to kind of get that? What kind of people usually are a part of the pool that you have?
Both really. You know, certainly retired teachers make great subs. I mean, they know the game. They know what to expect, especially walking into their old district. Sometimes we get that, or even a neighboring district. So we encourage any retirees to take a look at it. And you're really right. We've had just a recent graduating class at the semester here in December, and would encourage any of those people looking for jobs to give us a shout.
Again, that goes on today, or I should say Thursday, January 4th, from 1 to 4, Educational Service Center. Come prepared for the interviews. Anything else you want to pass out this morning to let people know about related to that?
No, I don't think so. I just hope we have a good turnout. You know, all of our districts will be here, and great way to pick up a few extra dollars and get you through. If you're in between jobs, we'd love to talk to you.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time this morning, Greg. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.